Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the specialized note-taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and now Android devices. With AccessNote, users can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2016 with Austin Marin, who's a software engineer, and Michael Hinkson, who's also consulting with Aira. Aira is a new way to help blind people gain the information they need, I guess, whatever it is. And I don't exactly know what that means yet, but these guys are going to tell me. So welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here.
There's Michael here on my left, and there's Austin
here.
And there's Austin. Say hi, Austin.
Hey, guys.
Now people can know which voice is which. Awesome.
We hope.
There we go. All right. So here we go. Go ahead and tell me what we're looking at here.
So what we're looking at is a system that includes a wearable device such as Google Glasses, your smartphone, and an agent somewhere in the world, typically in the United States. To be real clear, the agents are specifically trained and hired because they've been trained to do the work that Aira wants. So here's the way it works. If I have some tasks that I need assistance with where I need to get data that is otherwise not available to me, I can do it using Aira. And the way it works is that the wearable device, namely a Google Glass or Pivot Head or any of the other wearable technologies, is connected to my iPhone via the personal hotspot on the iPhone.
Okay.
I can push a button in an app on the iPhone, and what happens is that the glass and the phone together call an agent, either at Aira's offices or somewhere else, and we'll get to that in a second. And what happens is that the agent comes online and through the camera in the Google Glass sees exactly what a blind person would see if they could actually see, because the camera shows whatever the blind person is looking at. At the same time, there's a dashboard that the agent has to operate this whole system in front of them. And the dashboard also shows them, using Google Streets, Google Maps, and so on, a complete image of what's around the person. Because we know that a lot of what's going to happen is it's going to be about travel. So let's say, for example, I'm in the store.
Okay.
And I know where the milk aisle is. I can go to my local Vons store in Victorville, and I can get to where the milk is. But I want to find fat-free milk. I can't do that. I have two choices. I go find somebody and ask them, whether it be a store clerk or somebody standing right there, which doesn't necessarily mean I'll get good data.
Sure.
Or I can call the IRA agent, and I can tell the IRA agent, I am looking for fat-free milk. And we can even find out which one is the cheapest. We can look at labels. The agent will read that information off of the label in real time. It's not just taking a flash picture
right.
of some of the other things. And again, the point is it's a trained agent. And then I can select what I want and go on. If I want to use the agent to go through the whole store, I can do that because I want to find specific things. If I'm at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, I can travel around the airport. Okay, that's not my problem. But I want to do it by going from one terminal to another using the Skylink at DFW.
Sure.
I can't find the escalator because the escalators are set back. You can't hear them when you're walking down the corridor because there are all the passengers and it's back away from the main aisle. I could call Aira and say, I'm looking for the escalator to the Skylink. I know I'm in the general area because it's like at gate A30 or something like that. And the agent can say, turn to your right, turn to your left, you're in front of the escalator, and then I'd hear it, and I can go.
So
it's really providing a vehicle of getting any information that I otherwise couldn't get. One last example.
Sure.
I'm sitting in my office, working on my computer, JAWS or Window Eyes or whatever, and so everything's going really well, and suddenly it goes dead.
Uh-oh.
Now, what you don't want to really do is just reboot the computer because there might be some other issue. What anyone would normally do is look to see if they have a blue screen or they have an error code on their computer. So if I'm a blind person, what do? I either go find somebody, which probably inconveniences them, or now I can just call Aira and say, what's on the screen? And if there's an error code, because of the information that they have available and they read the error code, they can actually Google it or go to any number of resources and find out for me in real time what the error code is.
Now, you've made a conscious decision here, looking at it, it's an assistance app, you know, still in a sense, compared to the other ones which are using the camera right on your phone and for everything.
So right. Because this is high resolution video at many frames per second, much better video, and Austin can talk more about it than I, but much better video than I'm going to get from my iPhone. And the other part about it is the camera's aimed better because it's where my head is pointing.
Sure.
And not where I might or might not point the phone well.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, is it really becomes a remote set of eyes for you. And like you said, it's a real-time video stream, just like all the technology using. The underlying technology is WebRTC, which gives us a really solid live video stream. There's no delay on the video stream, which
right.
is a big deal. No delay on the video stream, and it's streamable right through the hotspot on your phone. Or any Wi-Fi that's available nearby.
In an emergency, I could use my iPhone camera to do the same thing, but it's probably a little bit more
right. It's just going to be a little less effective.
Now, yeah.
You mentioned Google Glass, which obviously that's an initial device that kind of has been discontinued, or you know.
It has just for consumers. Businesses, it's still produced.
So there's a way you could get now. Could you use something cheaper or like?
Well, that's the point.
What's the cheapest option? Can you use a GoPro?
So we can, anything that supports live video streaming, we can hook into. So as a fallback, we can absolutely, through the app on the phone, we can take over the phone's video camera and provide the exact same functionality
okay.
through the phone.
There.
So that's a perfectly reliable fallback. But, I mean, yeah, we're actively investigating more specialized glassware, because there are several companies out there that are working on it right now.
Including possibly building their own.
Yeah.
So we may actually build our own, because the problem with the Google Glass, for example, is it's set up to do things in a certain way. And we really need to completely reprogram the glass to make it foolproof so that a blind person won't accidentally change or get out of apps or whatever. So Google Glass may not very well be the final solution, but there are technologies that are out there. And as I said, it might be that the final determination is to build our own.
And it's perhaps a bit cost prohibitive for some as well.
Google Glass is.
Yeah.
It will be built in. This is going to be a subscription service.
Sure.
And the subscriptions will range, at this point, the estimate is anywhere from $9 a month to $300 a month, depending on a number of factors, including who the agents are and how much you're going to use it and so on. And let me get back to who the agents are.
Yes.
One of the things that you can do as a user is say, I got a lot of friends and family, and they use Facebook and other things like that. I know that some of them would like to help me. Will you train them? Ira's answer is, yes, we will. And then they can be agents just for you. Now, they may decide that they want to also do it for other people. But if you've got family that you want to use as your agent, then it's going to be a lot less expensive. If they're just doing this to help you, then if they're a professionally trained and professionally paid agent.
Right. I'm assuming, right. I mean, you have to... You know, a service like Be My Eyes, it's just random people who have no training.
And that's what we do not want.
Right.
Also, one of the thoughts is that this company will hire people with other disabilities, like disabled vets, wounded warriors, others who may not want to work out of home or who can't travel very well, but who can see perfectly well. Dashboards can be set up on anybody's computer. And so as a result, that's why I said it could be anywhere in the world, because we'll train people. No one gets an agent, even family and friends, without training. But they can do this from home.
Yeah, it's a web dashboard, so there's nothing to install on the computer.
With the professional plans or the other ones, it would be based on like how many minutes you'd want during a month, something like that, kind of like cell service? Or
it'll be set up something like that, yeah. And the other thing that we're thinking about is, what about you travel and use a grocery store a lot, or you go to Target a lot? Would those organizations help support the service by saying, you come in and use it at our store and you won't pay anything because Target is paying for you to use the program and the service at their store?
As opposed to them having to always have staff members available.
As opposed to them always having to have staff members available. And I mean, you know, if I'm going into Target, I may be looking for things, but I might also say, do you see any sales around? I don't want to take a staff person's time, and Target doesn't want me to take a staff person's time to do that. So this is a natural win-win all the way around.
If you request an agent for a task, there's certain, you know, like grocery shopping is different from, you know, running around airports, which is different from sifting through, you know, legal documents. I mean, Are there different types of agents? Are there maybe perhaps different certifications?
There can be. I think, though, that, again, dealing with, like, legal documents and so on, remember, the job of the agent is to just provide information. So if I'm a lawyer, I may not want to use IRA for that. I'll probably use a KNFB reader.
Sure.
But I may have certain things that I need an agent for, and it may very well be that that's something that IRA will have to look into. The field is really totally open right now as to how it can be used and what we need to do to train agents and make them available for certain tasks. So it's a good point.
Yeah, we keep information, you know, both on agents over time and users over time to solve exactly that. So that, you know, if there's certain agents that you as a user feel, you know, work better for you over time, then that should be your preferred agent. And if you call
if they're
in,
available, sure.
Yeah, if they're available, you know, if one of the agents that you've worked with in the past and you had a good experience with, if they're available, why shouldn't, when you call in, why shouldn't you be routed to
them? Or maybe you can schedule a time, I guess.
Yeah, there's
a lot of,
and you can do that too,
ways.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a lot of ways.
You know, and that's the thing. There's different users with different need, you know, use cases. You know, you and I, Mike, as business owners, know, you know, there are people that are willing to pay for high quality assistance as opposed to someone on a really limited income who may, you know, maybe if they're just trying to find a can of soup, maybe a Be My Eyes is, you know, sufficient for them. But, you know, of course, there's, you know, there's these,
sure,
there's Tap Tap C, there's KNFB. There's so many things down the toolbox.
Sure. And this is a way that's intended is to provide, as I said earlier, information that is otherwise not available. And that's the way it should be used. But there's so much information that society has not yet recognized as an inclusive society to provide to me in an accessible way. So this is really, in every sense of the word, a game changer, because now technology has advanced to the point where we can do real live stream, real-time video on demand to be able to make a program like this work. So we can get the information that we want, and the technology and the philosophy of the company is to provide it, not to interpret it, but to provide the information. It's my job as the receiver of the information
to interpret it.
And by the way, they don't record all of what we do and just keep it in record somewhere. So they don't, if you're looking at a document, they don't record it. IRA doesn't do that. IRA just reads the information and it's gone off the screen.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a peer-to-peer, so the your information isn't, you know, we're not storing all of the hours of video or anything like that. Once the video
still there is a level of trust. I don't see myself doing any of these to read me my credit card number.
Right.
You know.
Right. And you may not, but on the other hand, some people might. And that's fine, but it has to be done through a level of trust. And
yep.
You know, I wouldn't use it to do my credit card. I'm going to keep those elsewhere in a
sure
form that no one can read. But that's my choice.
Sure. You mentioned iOS. Is that where you are currently? Are you coming to Android or other platforms? Okay. Oh, it is at both?
It's actually written more on Android than iOS, isn't it?
Both Android and iOS are at feature parity right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, they both work.
So you mentioned, where are we at with this? As you kind of mentioned a lot of things. This could happen, or this is this whole...
The company is actually going to roll the product out later this year. We're looking to be at the NFB convention and the ACB convention and so on. But as a product, it will roll out first here in San Diego, and the first large group of users will probably be here because it's close to the company. But
as
over,
a beta.
Well, as a high-end beta, first
right
real users. Like, but then over the next year, it will be rolled out around the United States, and the intent is to first use it here. But on the other hand, if I travel to Japan, which I've done and will do again, I could contact IRA through Wi-Fi and talk to an agent and get information over there too, because
sure
it's all through the cloud.
So if people want to follow along, get more updates, perhaps get on the, you know, well, beta or the release when it comes out, what's the information to get more context?
Yeah, so the best way is to just visit our website at ira.io.
Go ahead and spell that.
It's AIRA.io. And so that's our website. We have a sign-in form. You can put in your email address and be notified when the beta starts and when we're looking for users.
And
that's probably the best way.
People are also welcome to, as we did with the KNFB reader and other things, contact me. So my email is info@MichaelHingson, michaelhingson.com. And I'll be glad to answer any questions or help refer people to where they need to go as well.
Great. And I run socials as well?
Yeah, we're at IRAIO on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, all of those. You can find us on there. We tweet pretty actively. So,
great.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for sharing this with us, and we'll look forward to perhaps getting a demo on a later podcast.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.